They predicted the inventions. When we think of scientists and engineers, we give them a lot of credit for innovation and our advances in technology, and rightfully so, but there is another group of people, the idea people, who also deserve a lot of credit. Without them, we may not have advanced as much as we have and will in the future. They are the science fiction writers. Some truly incredible ideas have come from this group of authors which have contributed to some of the inventions we have today. Take Jules Verne for example. Here was a man who was born in 1828. He wrote the story 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea in 1899. 1 year after that, the US Navy built the first modern submarine, the Holland V. Verne's idea of a submarine was far more advanced and resembled those subs used in World War II and beyond. Would modern submarines even had some of the features they have today if it wasn't for the imagination of Verne? He died in 1905, and if he had lived longer, who knows what he might have come up with. By the way, 20,000 leagues is over 69,000 miles. He really had a great imagination. Challenger Deep is the deepest part of the ocean and is almost 7 miles deep. The diameter of the Earth is almost 8,000 miles, so even if the sub could go down 69,000 miles, the Earth is far from that depth. Sometimes people who weren't writers had the foresight to predict accurately coming technology. A movie critic named Roger Ebert was interviewed by a magazine and he predicted accurately the advent of high-definition televisions, being able to order the movies you wanted to see. Being involved in the entertainment industry, he and others might have discussed these things previously, but he was spot on. Apple was pretty good at predicting future advancements in technology. In 1987, they were predicting there would be touchscreen products in our future. I have to be honest, some of these touchscreens are more problematic than they are worth, and during the pandemic, who wanted to touch buttons or touch screens to register a payment with their credit cards? I know I didn't. They also predicted the voice assistants such as Siri, among other devices. Arthur C. Clarke, the great science fiction writer, got a lot right. Unfortunately, when the movie A 2001 Space Odyssey was made, Pan American Airlines was used, which went out of business. Clarke had said we would be able to communicate with the entire world in the future using screens and keyboards, and we all know he was right about that. When I was young, there was a cartoon character named Dick Tracy. He had all these advanced devices. The comic strip appeared in the Sunday Funny Papers. His watch was a cell phone which allowed face-to-face communication. I am talking about a cartoon character which started in 1931 and also ran on the radio beginning in 1934. That was before my time, but he was still around in the 1940s. The original artist quit after 28 years of drawing the comic strip. He also predicted a flying one-man platform which the military actually built, but it was too dangerous and if you fell off, you went into the blades and became chop meat. Tracy had a portable surveillance camera. We know they are everywhere today. He pioneered closed-circuit television. Here is where it really gets interesting. We have talked a lot about anti-gravity engines lately. Tracy talked about magnetic spaceships and magnetic air cars. The author of the strip was Chester Gould. The man was a true visionary. Perhaps one of the greatest predictor of future devices was Leonardo da Vinci. One thing we have to remember, he based his predictions on what was available at the time to show them off. For example, he designed a helicopter-type device which used a screw instead of a propeller and human power instead of an engine, but the idea was there. He predicted the parachute, the airplane, tank and scuba gear. When he died, many believe he was building the first reflecting telescope. The writers of Star Trek are definitely responsible for some of the inventions we have today. Remember the communicator in the early television series? It was a flip phone, but with more range. Even the holodeck is becoming a sort of realization. Scientists have been talking about a new invention which would let a person feel a holographic object. While we are not as advanced yet as the holodeck, we are heading in that direction. Remember how the crew was able to use instant translation to talk to aliens? Today we have it on many of our phones. Some of the blind are getting a device known as eSight 3 to help them see again. This is sort of like LaForge's visor. We are headed to cloaking with some of the materials we have discovered which bend light. While this is in the visual range, we still have a ways to go to completely hide from radar. A lot of work is going into trying to build a transporter and we are just beginning, but it seems sometime in the future we may become successful. In 1869, a short story by Edward Everett Hale named The Brick Moon appeared. Interestingly, it was about a space station. The method to launch it was a huge flywheel. Today we not only have space stations, but there is experimentation in launches going on which use giant magnets instead of rockets. A lady named Mary Bradley Lane wrote a story named Mazora in which lab-grown meat was being used. We have lived to see this becoming a reality. Ray Bradbury was a great science fiction writer. In 1953 he wrote Fahrenheit 451 and in it he spoke about portable radios. It was almost a year later when a tiny portable with an earphone appeared. There had been portable radios before, but they were much bigger. When Martin Caden wrote his novel Cyborg in 1972, I bet he never believed much of it would come true. It was about Steve Austin who suffered a terrible accident when his plane went out of control and his entire body had to be rebuilt using technology instead of muscle and bone. That was the basis for the $6 million man on television. Today, mechanical and electrical parts for human bodies are becoming more commonplace every day.